identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
Chippewa Valley.
This is 105.7 CFW.
CFW.
This is how we do it.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
This is how we do it.
La 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 la. This is how we do it. It's Friday night. Party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shop cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, oh we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hit a party. From here to there, if you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you
see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase g. But now I'm a big g. The girls see I got the money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a six-ball. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands.
Seven CMW 80s, 90s, and more. Well, this is how we do Friday. Here we are. It's Mike Piquet here. Good morning. Happy Friday to you. We're knocking on the weekend. It's the 8th of November. I don't know what else to add to that other than I'm ready for the weekend. How about you? I got a lot of music to get us on our way this morning. Some very interesting things to share with you as the morning unfolds. Oh yeah, we'll have a little fun out on our Facebook page and plenty more. Thanks for letting me get today started with you. I certainly appreciate it. Here's the Pet Shop Boys, 105.7 CFW. Good morning.
Sometimes you're better off dead. There's a gun in your hand that's pointing at your head. You think you're mad, too unstable, kicking in chairs and knocking down tables in a restaurant in a West End town. Call the police, there's a madman around, running down underground to a dive bar in a West End town.
In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls. In a West End town, a dead end world, the East End boys and West End girls.
You get it, if so, how often? Which do you choose, a hard or soft option?
In a Western town, a dead.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW. For fun music, 105.7 CFW. Oh,
107 CLW 80s, 90s, and more. It's Mike McKay along with you. All right, let's get to the feel-good story of the day today. This one is pretty incredible. A few weeks ago, the International Fresh Produce Association, they had a big giant event called the Global Produce and Floral Show, and this took place in Atlanta, Georgia. When the show was over, the group had over 225,000 pounds. Did you hear that? 225,000 pounds of surplus fruits and vegetables from this big produce and floral show. Well, instead of tossing this stuff or trying to sell it off at discounted, they donated it to food banks and shelters. Not only that, but the group was also able to donate over 8,500 pounds of flowers to nursing homes, charities supporting single moms, and Girl Scout troops, among many others. And over the past 20 years, they've more than 5 million pounds of produce has been donated to food banks in cities that have hosted this big show each year. What a cool thing they do after this big, it's like a big vendor show, basically, and then they just donate everything. Volunteers also, by the way, when the show closes, they work quickly to get everything to the in the hands of those who need it the most. This year, by the way, extra special because some of the food was distributed to the Augusta Food Bank, which suffered damage during the recent hurricanes. So, to the International Fresh Produce Association and their big global produce and floral show every year that they have, job well done.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Little higher.
1057 CFW.
Please, every little thing she does is magic. 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along. A good morning to Amber. Drop me a text through the Civic Media app. She's up and at it. Lives in Fall Creek. She's getting her day started. Thanks for listening, Amber. And thanks for dropping me. I love to hear from you. If you've got that Civic Media app on your smartphone, Drop me a text. Give me a message. Let me know you're listening. Same through the Facebook page, where you're listening and how you're getting your day started with us here at 105.7 CFW. Love to hear from you.
I looked at you. should have seen just what was there and not some holy light. But you crawled beneath my veins and now I don't care, I have no luck. I don't miss it all that much. There's just so many things that I can't touch. I'm torn.
Natalie and Brilliant, Torn, 105.7 CFW. It's McKay in the morning along with you. Coming up, give me 6 minutes. I have a story for you. This sounds like something, as far as I'm concerned, right out of a sci-fi movie, but it's not. It's, our world is getting wilder and wilder. All right, don't move. I'm serious. Stay close.
Get straight, go forward, move ahead, try to detect it.
the words. So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion, 105.7 CFW. Mike and Kay along with you. Happy Friday. If you're just getting your day started, it is the 8th of November. We're getting there. We're getting closer to the weekend. Hang in there, okay? We're gonna get there. All right, listen to this. A massive search is underway in Beaufort County, South Carolina, where 40 monkeys got loose from a bio-research facility just the other night. Police say the monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Research Center. Traps have been set up around the county, and the public's being urged to call 911 if they locate one of these loose monkeys. The sheriff's office is also advising residents keep their doors and windows closed to keep the monkeys from entering their homes. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm almost positive this is exactly how the movie The Planet of the Apes started. I'm almost positive. This is so bizarre.
The Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning and the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Our record energy costs, putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes. With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
Do you like to win free prizes? Do you like to fish? All you have to do is join Bill's Sports Shop Facebook group, post your favorite or funny fish videos or pics to share. Bill's Sports Shop will pick weekly winners from photos and videos submitted on their Facebook group. Look them up today.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com, remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Wisconsin Decides 2024, and this is the only place you received election results from across the state live.
And you're responding to our coverage.
I just want to thank you for being there for us.
Wisconsin is not people that are sore losers.
Oh, no matter what happens, there will be a tomorrow, and that's what I'm looking forward to.
Here for you after the election or any time.
Real news and great conversation on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call has announced the state will receive a portion of the nearly $1.4 billion opioid settlement with the grocery chain Kroger. According to Attorney General Call, Wisconsin will receive nearly $21 million for opioid abatement with payments beginning next year. In total, the state is expected to receive nearly $800 million from various opioid-related settlements. As part of the settlement, Kroger also agreed that its pharmacies will need to monitor and report on suspicious activity with opioid prescriptions. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has announced $550,000 of grant funding for nonprofit organizations across the state. According to WDVA officials, the organizations were chosen for their financial assistance programs, entrepreneurship training, and services offered for veterans. Among the organizations receiving funding are the Indian Head Community Action Agency in Rusk County, the Lost Creek Ranch in Pierce County, Trinity Equestrian Center in Eau Claire County, and the Ashland Area Development Corp in Ashland County. The Dunn County Board of Supervisors is pushing for the Wisconsin State Legislature to expand Medicaid coverage. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that does not accept expanded Medicaid coverage, which would allow increased coverage for people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Dunn County officials say Medicaid expansion would allow an additional 700 county residents to qualify for coverage and 90,000 residents from across the state. The county board recently passed a pair of resolutions calling for the change. A Chippewa Falls community staple will soon be closing its doors. This week, Molson Coors announced that Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls will be closed and production will be moved to the company's Milwaukee facility. According to a statement, the popular Liney Lodge and Pilot Brewery will remain open, but the production will be fully transitioned. The Milwaukee facility already produces more than 75% of Leinenkugel's stock. Community members say they're shocked and upset that the historic brewery will be closing. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 53 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mid-30s. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon. Low 50s by Sunday. Rain in the morning, clearing in the afternoon with a high near 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
CFW.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside, taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. They walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
CFW, Mike McKay along with you. Good morning, Marty. How are you? Marty, listening this morning in Colfax. He said he listens every day, gets his day started, loves the music, especially the 80s stuff. Mike, can you do some 38 special? Yeah, I can. Not only can I will. Why? Because you asked, Marty. I appreciate you listening and getting your day started with 105.7 CFW.
You see it all around you.
Go to me.
I'll tumble for you. FM Chippewa Falls, a civic media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.